Nudged presents Heartstream by Tom Pollock, narrated by Imogen Wilde and Beth Eyre. Part 1. The Kindness of Strangers. Chapter 1. Amy. The coffin starts moving in mid-sentence. The conveyor belt must not have been oiled in a while because the vicar's every fourth word is interrupted by a squeal that sounds like an unhappy cat being dragged by its tail down a blackboard. And so, Lord, we screech! Commend thy daughter, screech! To thine divine mercy, screech! Despite the reluctant feline symphony, the vicar keeps his rhythm, his delivery unflustered. I guess he's had a lot of practice. People die all the time, I remind myself for the 1,000th time, and the world doesn't stop. The vicar drones kindly on, and the box containing Mum inches closer to the fire. I don't know what to feel. No, that's not true. I know what I ought to be feeling. Grief. Desperation. Despair. That's what a good daughter would feel. Fuck good. That's what a replacement-level human being would feel. Unfortunately, the only feeling I can muster is a nagging anxiety that all the tea the vicar poured into me before the ceremony will overcome my bladder's valiant rear-guard defence before I can get out of here. If I do pee myself, Charlie will think I did it on purpose. He's already convinced I'm an incurable drama addict. I try to probe for deeper emotions, but it's like prodding your tongue at the dentist's. I'm numb. Which is hardly going to make for compelling content, is it? Says a nasty little voice in the back of my head. Don't think about that. I'm cold, even though the bright July sunshine is streaming in through the stained glass. A church on a sunny day should be for a wedding, not for this. Shivering, I sneak my phone out of my pocket and my trembling fingers almost drop it. The screen shows 11:37. I glimpse my lips reflected in the glass. They're blue. Ah! I must still be in shock. She died a week ago.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?